You are now tuned in from the Desk of Low, brought to you by from the That Feeling Podcast Network. If you have a dream, go get it.
All right, welcome back from Special Edition from the Desk of Low. You might have heard him on Baltimore County Forever Podcast, and you might have heard him on the Council. But we got my guy. He's fam too, so he's gonna appear on the show more often. We got Norm Regular on the phone. What's going on, my G, man? I seen you working, man, and just released your EP.
Indeed, man. Fifth Laboratory, you know what I mean? My man, Fifth. You know what I mean? Dope little, you know what I mean? Couple joints put out real quick. You know what I mean? I'm proud of it.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, too, you released your single, You're Born, right? And I was curious, Norm, before we get into your EP and You're Born and all that, too, the You're Born single, let's get that straight so the people who think I ain't calling Norm Born, that's a single. Y'all need to go check it. So check it, Norm. Let's tell the people a little bit about your upbringing, too. Like, when did Norm Regular want to be a rapper?
My older brother, he's 15 years older than me. He was in a group back in the day called Infinite Description. And they were doing their thing in Baltimore on college radio and stuff like that. I always saw him and his people, you know what I mean, when I was little. You know what I'm saying? So hip hop was always around, but it was third grade. I heard Cannabis rhyme. I was like 9 years old. He's on the LL Cool J joint, 4-3-2-1, you know what I mean? I'm the illest nigga alive. Watch me prove it. Snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. That shit changed my life. You know what I mean? And I right there, I was like, yo, I can do this shit. You know what I'm saying? And just like third grade, I just been rapping. You know what I mean? Like battling dudes or writing little loose rhymes or whatever. You know what I mean? So this is part of my life, bro.
So this ain't nothing new to you, right? So, because like I said, since third grade, right? Damn. But what made you, like, actually want to pursue, like, the dream, too? Like, what made you actually want to get in the studio and, like, yo, I'm going to put some tracks down on the wax? Like, what was that artist that made you want to do that?
It was actually a great friend of mine, like, a big brother. My man, Rob, is a group of friends. You know what I mean? Like my brothers I grew up with. My man Kazi, Chicken, and D. Initially it was me, Kazi, and Chicken. We had a group called Verbal Assassins. Like anybody see me or know me in person, I got VA tatted on my head. People always ask me if that's from Virginia. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, as a group. And, we was like 14, maybe 15. And we was always rhyming, you know what I mean? And we going, well, basement and freestyle or whatever and write rhymes. And, you know what I mean? Got to the point, you know what I mean? Like, yo, y'all should record something, you know what I'm saying? And from there, we got in there and we got it jumping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I seen that with your name, too, Norm Regular. Like, that's one hell of a name, too. I'm just wondering, Norm, too, was Norm Regular, like, your name from the start? Or did you play around with a bunch of different names when you first, like, were actually getting into the studio?
For years, I had mad different names, you know what I'm saying? It went from Apocalypse to Art, like, that's official and artificial. And, like, I kept seeing people come up with these names, dudes getting established. And I remember being in the crib just frustrated. I was like, y'all need a normal, regular name, son. It's nothing crazy. And that was it right there. Like, bomb. And,
you know, right off the tip of the tongue. Pause.
I mean, like, the whole name all together is normal. Lead regular, you know what I mean? Like, normally I'm regular, but when is regular and what's normal, you know what I'm saying? So, can't really put me in a box.
Well, I'm pretty sure, too, like, you know, all those names that you would have had, too, like, it's like an unwritten prophecy, right? Because everything has its timer, too. Because can you imagine that if you went by artificial, the name that you said before, and, like, how, like, right. It would have transpired to now?
Yeah, that's a fact. I don't think it would have aged well. You know what I mean? That's me being young and trying to be too clever and trying to play with words and things like that. But nah, you hit that shit right in the head, bro. That's real.
And, like, You don't listen to a lot of bullshit rap out there, because I noticed, like, you've been putting me on to a lot of stuff, man. Like, there's Underground Wave. Like, that's how I know, like, the lane that you're trying to get in, and I know that you're going to succeed, too. Like, I'm curious, too. Like, were you always that guy up on that, like, that underground hip-hop scene, or did you have somebody else do that to you the same way you did that to me?
Yeah, like I said, I've been involved with hip-hop since I was a kid, so I was listening to what my brother was playing and what his friends would play. And my man Sauce in middle school, I was playing some bullshit I'll never forget, and he had put me on with some super dope, and I just couldn't go back. It's a radio station here in Baltimore. I mean, college radio, 88.9, every Friday night. They got this radio show called Strictly Hip Hop. And we grew up on that. It used to come on at 12 midnight, you know what I mean? We was just listening to that. And that exposed me to so much dope hip hop. And once I got it, you know what I mean? Like, introduced to it, I couldn't really go back. So, pretty much been involved with this underground shit since, you know what I mean, actual adolescent. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, because you've been in tune from, like, the start, you would say, too. Let's get this straight, people. No, I've been in tune from the start.
Yeah, man, I love it, man. Like, hip-hop's a part of my life. Like you say, on Brown Sugar, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you fall in love with hip-hop. That shit is real. I feel like a lot of people don't really appreciate it the way it should be appreciated. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I was curious, Norm, too, because I wanted to save this for our interview, too. Because you grew up with Corey. Shout out to Corey. That's the fam right there. I'm curious, too. When he was starting his podcast, too, because, like, you're featured on there quite a bit. I'm curious, too. Did you have to hesitate or anything like that before, like, doing the very first podcast of Corey that you ever appeared on?
Nah. Corey talked about that podcast for a while. He was planning, he was scheming for a minute. Man, Corey was always cool. I met him in 10th grade. I think he's in 9th grade. Corey's a year young. We've always been, like, cool or whatever. But when he first started the podcast, me and him, we was cool. We was close, but we weren't as close as we are now. But I was still, you know what I mean, supporting him. Like, yo, you know what I mean, proud of you, do your thing. And the way Corey's mind works, it was just all timing. So when he figured out the right episode for me to be on, and hit me, like, yo, I need, you know what I mean, he's jumping, I'm like, I bet, you know what I mean? So we got right to it, and you know what I mean, had a foot in the gas ever since.
I'm going to say, that's, like, kind of a ahead of your time thing, too, right? Because, like, if you look at, like, a lot of these podcasters out here, like, a lot of them, you know, they don't do music, too. But, like, you, like, you're actually, like, putting yourself out there in these, when you're talking, because you're just vibing with your friends and stuff like that. So you're giving the people a more personal side, too. So, like, when, you know, stuff starts taking off for you, because I know it is going to start taking off for you, people are going to go back and be like, wow, like, yo, this guy was on a podcast, like, way before, like, he even dropped the Fifth Laboratory.
Indeed. I feel like that, if you listen, that coincides with my music, because, like, a lot of my music is very personal, you know what I mean? And I play around with my words. My wordplay might be whatever, but it's personal if you listen, you know what I mean? Because I don't write unless I'm feeling something. I hate to just write just to write, you know what I mean? It's kind of boring, you know what I mean? I feel like you're not going to capture that self-expression, you know what I mean, properly. So
besides,
if you listen to something I'm saying, go ahead, bro.
Oh, say that one more time, my G, cut out.
No, I think, go ahead, see what you were saying.
For the people who don't know, too, like, you have some fire tracks on your SoundCloud, too, that didn't make the cut, like, Power, and things like that, too. So I'm curious, too, Norm, like, was the Fifth Laboratory, like, kind of a prelude to Class of 99?
Yeah, exactly. So, what's going on is, a lot of them joints you hear on SoundCloud, those are a collective of songs I've been recording since 2012. And that's what Class of 99 is going to be. Class of 99 is just it's pretty much a diary. You know what I mean? And the shit I've been going through. That's why you got songs like Power, songs like Lorraine, or whatever. And it's just all those songs are situations that I was going through at a point in time. So that's why it's coming out the way it's coming out. Because, like I told you, I'm not writing just to write. All this shit is, you know what I mean, events going on in my life. So I got joints that I haven't put on the SoundCloud yet. I still got mad songs that I'm still recording, just perfecting it, because I feel like that's going to be the one that have people like, yo, that kid is fire. So just doing it right, taking my time with it. I just felt like this shit was just the right time. This shit popped in my head. It was an idea. You know what I mean? Fifth beats is fire and shit. That's, like I said, it just felt like the time was right. So, man, it clicked and, you know what I mean? We dropped this shit.
Yeah, because, like, the timing is everything, too. And, like, you understand your craft and, like, how you want to approach everything, too. With that being said, too, like, how do you get inspired? Like, do you have to, like, drive through the city blocks? Do you have to go to work? Like, I'm curious, like, how does Norm get inspired?
Life, man. Really life. It's a lot of shit that goes on in the city I live in. Sometimes it can be depressing, you know what I mean? Sometimes it can be stressful, you know what I mean? So you get hopeful, you get, you know what I mean? Whatever emotions you're going through and that may inspire me to write. Sometimes I just may be high and my thoughts are just everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So I have to tame them and put them on paper. You get what I'm saying? So it just really depends on the state of mind I'm in, man. I'm always in my head, like, I'm very internal, so it's always something going on I can put on paper.
So, like, for the people who are listening right now, Norm's from Buffalo, too. How's growing up in Buffalo as opposed to, you know, somebody who's never been in the United States before?
I'm from Baltimore, bro.
Oh, no, I said, like, sorry, I must have cut out. I said, how was growing up in Buffalo as opposed to somebody living in Canada? Like, for people who are Canadian listeners and want to get in tune with, like, growing up in Baltimore as a kid, how was that for you?
Baltimore is so much smaller than, I'm assuming, areas in Canada. Because just looking at it on the map, you know what I mean? Baltimore is a small town. And, you really gotta get your do out the mud here. You know what I mean? Like, you really gotta work and fight for every piece of opportunity. It ain't too much as, if anything, that's gonna be given to you here. So, you really, you know what I mean? It's a lot of work. That's just how it is. And just, you know what I mean? These, I guess, northeastern states, you know what I mean? From Pennsylvania to New York, whatever. It's fast motion and, you know what I mean? People getting to it. So, it can be stressful, you know what I mean? But it's unique. You know what I mean? It's definitely a very, very unique city. Like I said, you really just gotta be willing to get to it here. You know what I mean? Because everybody hungry out here. Everybody trying to do something better themselves. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of love here. You know what I mean? I ain't going for it. You know what I mean? It may look otherwise, but it's a lot of love here to be. You know what I mean?
How was your teenage years growing up, like going to high school in Baltimore?
That shit was exciting, bro. That shit was really exciting because everybody thought they was invincible. Everybody thought they was the flyest. Everybody thought they was the dopest, you know what I mean? So it was really competition. That shit really got you prepared for life, low-key, you know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean, life is competitive. So it was just dope seeing, you know what I mean, people express their creativity in high school, you know what I mean? Niggas got into a lot of fights over stupid shit like that, of course, too. It was a lot of that dumb shit, you know what I mean? But that comes with the territory, you know what I mean? But it was fun, man. You know, the chicks was there, you know what I mean? Niggas was spiffy. I was a father. I was a father at 16, so I was in a cut. I was just rhyming and all that. But, you know what I mean? Being around and seeing my friends do their thing and all that shit was fun, bro. Okay, fun.
Yeah, because, like, for the people who don't know, you were a father at a young age, too. So you had, like, absolutely no problem, like, fitting into high school. Like, that was your shit right there.
Nah, fucking high school, man. Once I had my daughter, it was like, whatever, let's get this shit done. That shit reshaped my focus. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't about me no more.
So, it was more about your daughter.
Exactly. Yeah, I ain't give a fuck, man. Let's do this for her.
And because, like, because you and Corey, you both have kids, too. Like, do you guys, like, talk about, like, what you guys hope to accomplish in, like, 2 to 3 years from now? Like, do you and Corey, like, you guys obviously talk a lot, but do you guys have, like, serious talks like that?
Man, it's ironic you say that. Me and him, we were together earlier, it's planning and talking about this, talking about that. It's ironic. We do that shit so much, damn near every day, like hours of the day, like just planning on things. You know what I'm saying? What's this next move? We're going to do this for this month and so and so and so forth. So, man, I mean, we always got something in mind. I told him earlier, I thanked him for that. And I said, yo, you put the flame underneath my ass. You know what I mean? Just giving me that sense of urgency. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, you know, you get stuck in that rut. You need somebody to give you that kick in the ass. And Corey did that for me.
Yeah, because Corey featured you on one half of the album right there, too, before you even had, like, music on Tidal or Apple or stuff like that.
Indeed, yeah, man. Corey's provided me with so much opportunity that he didn't have to and don't have to shit in return. That's one of the best dudes I know.
That's facts right there. That's facts. And, like, also, too, because, like, you're from Baltimore, too. What was, like, the first time you went to New York, and what was that feeling like? Like knowing that you're going to New York to work on music, not for like just to, you know, not to see the bitches or the thickness, like just to know, like the first time you're going to New York to do music. What was that feeling like?
Oh man, that shit was amazing. Just knowing, you know what I mean? That's the mecca of hip hop. Going there to be able to do what I love. Just the energy is different. You get what I'm saying? Knowing that culture is there, the air, it's shit like a sensu bean, bro. It gets you charged up, so it's a great feeling every time. Every time I go up there to do music, it still feels unreal.
Yeah, because, like, it's funny how, like, one person can, like, introduce you to, like 25 new people, too, like, I met all y'all, because I'm going to let people know how Norm came across my radar. We actually met through Corey, because Corey reached out over the Flea interview when Flea went live, too. And I'm curious, too, because I'm always talking about him on my show, you know. Shout out to Flea, you know. Lord. I'm just curious, too, Norm. What was the first time me and Flea like?
First time me and Flea, man, that shit was dope. He embraced me, like, you know what I mean? We knew each other for years. We were at a concert. It was the Lox, Smoke Dizza, and the whole Griselda camp was there. You know what I mean? He was performing with them. And during Mr. T, you know what I mean? Performing Mr. T. You know what I mean? He jumped off the stage, showed me love. We chopping it up, you know what I mean? And I never forget, he said, we going to put on for the town, bro. You know what I mean? I'm like, my nigga, showing up, looking at, you know what I mean, what he done from then to now, you know what I mean? I tell him all the time, like, I'm super proud of you. Like, that right there, that shit put the battery in my back. You know what I mean? Seeing what he went through in life and all that, and him just losing P and all that. You know, him and P was super close. Seeing him keep it pushing and really going with the music, I'm like, yeah, we can do this shit.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, I noticed they're flocking towards this underground sound now because it's getting a lot of attention. Because I'm seeing, like, Action Bronson, Rock Marciano, Mayhem Loren on tour. And these are sold-out crowds that I'm looking at, too. So I'm curious, too.
Yeah.
With your career about to take off and everything, too, I'm curious, like, have you ever thought about, like, doing an album before all of this? Like, before Class of 99 and the Filth Laboratory, before you actually took it into motion while you were recording tracks like Power and stuff on your SoundCloud?
Yeah, all them joints, even before that, I had plans of making a mixtape or an album, whatever the case. I was going through it. Couldn't find a stable studio. Money wasn't right. I might be out of a job. But, you know what I mean? Just going through life, you know what I mean? So I never had the ability to just lock into the studio. A lot of ideas got scrapped, you know what I mean? Trying to record here, and that studio got shut down, or whatever the case. So it was really an uphill battle just getting here, you know what I'm saying? So that's why the music sounds the way it does.
Because for the people who are listening right now, you released I'm actually surprised you didn't want to put it on the EP, but how come you didn't put the track You're Born on it? That's fire. You sample like Pagan and the, and just the way that the beat, it's like a It just reminds me of Baltimore. It just that's a Baltimore sound, in my opinion.
What's going on, Class
99,
bro?
Oh, so you say that's like the lead single coming out? What's going on, Class
99? Say it again, bro.
You said that would be the lead single then.
Yeah, more than likely.
Okay, so like, with Curious too, like, you know that girl on the cover?
Yeah, that's some chick. The dude had me with the cover art.
Like we're no, I mean like personally.
I don't know what. Say it again.
Like personally, like, do you know that girl personally?
Nah, I don't know her personally. That's some white girl that he found and just was like, yo, you cool with it being a white girl? I'm like, yeah. So, you know what I mean? But it was dope. It came out dope. I mean, I got alternate artwork with the actual chick from Paid in Full, but he animated it. You know what I mean? This was a different animator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the artwork shit on her, you know, you uploaded it, you gotta get it approved and all that. So, you know, try to cover your bases or whatever.
Yeah, because, you know, iTunes and Tidal will be fucking around and so bad. You can't do this because it's copyrighted, too.
Yeah.
It's so
good.
Because I see you on the gram lately, too, working with Mac P, too. You've been putting me on to, like, Adonis and, like, Vidon and stuff like that, too. Like, I'm curious, too, like, who do you hope to, like, work with, like, in the future? Because, like I believe you can speak them to existence, too.
Honestly, I love to work with Dawson just because I feel like his energy will bring out some other shit, you know what I mean? And he just bounces me all over the place. I don't know what the fuck he be talking about, but he seemed like, you know what I mean, the energy will bring out some dope shit. I just like to think outside the box, but overall, producer-wise, definitely be beat on, you know what I mean, the Alchemist. Definitely them two, like, hands down. Like, artist-wise, man. I can't think of a lot of cats off top right now, like, besides the dudes I'm rocking with, you know what I mean? Just because the chemistry is there, you get what I'm saying? Like, Mac, of course, you know what I mean? I mean, with Bernie, you know what I mean? Just the vibes is there, you get what I'm saying? So, I'm gonna rock with that until like somebody else reach out, but it's like organic. You get what I'm saying?
Think you and BA Bad would make a good collab.
Word, our peeps, son. You dope. You definitely dope, indeed. We got the shit with Vidon too. That shit's dope.
Yeah, that yo Vidon be like killing it right now with that underground scene too. Cause like you're the first person to, like, ever talk to me about this guy, too. So, like, for Norm Regular, when Norm Regular found Kai, did your jaw say, what the fuck did I just hear? Flames.
Yo, it's definitely like that. Yeah, definitely like that, bro. Like, in some joints, you know what I mean, you just hear, and it's like, yo, you know what I mean? That's honestly what I love most about this underground shit, because you could turn one way and find another artist that had you like that. It'd be another producer that had you like, yo, the shit don't stop. Like, 2018 alone was amazing. I was discovering so many different artists and the shit was super dope. Shit was like 1995 all over again.
Yeah, you know, a lot of like legends came back too. And like, but like, with a Norm Regular, do you hope to make an album that complex?
I don't really want to make anything too complex. I want, more than anything, I want you to be able to relate. I feel like if I'm going to make something complex, that'll be further down the line. Ways old, you know what I mean? You know what type of time I'm on, but you also know I can do something different and, that'd be doing some curveball shit, you know what I mean? I could definitely do it, though. I definitely do it. I mean, that sounds fun, honestly.
Because, like, when I hear like your like a track like Your Boy and the sound behind that too, I'm like, damn, like Norm can put out like a complex album, like a but it have like a bunch of lingo and meaning behind it, like Orpheus versus the Sirens or on a Only Built for Cuban Links type of level too. Because like it just like when I listen to your music, it just like, yo, like I know this guy. He knows the game. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. They don't know the game.
That's real, bro. I definitely appreciate that, man. Real.
Oh yeah, that's all facts right there too. Also too, with you having a good career, outstanding too, from the 3-track EP, did you want to make it 3 tracks, or did you initially have it like 6 or 5?
It wasn't initially a set number. And just, you know, I mean, me and Fifth connected, and it was initially two beats I had, you know what I mean, from them. I was just going in on them, you know what I mean, hollering at them, like, yo, let's get one more in the mix, you know what I'm saying? Bomb, made that happen, like, fuck it. Lucky number 3, you know what I mean, third time, whatever, so, did that shit, man, and fuck it, this shit. It came out good. Like I definitely plan on doing more in the future with them, just because of the way the songs came out. Like,
yeah, it can sound like y'all were working for years.
Yo, I appreciate that, bro. The chemistry was dope. Like, I didn't have to tell him like nothing. You know what I mean? Just connect on the beats. Like, yo, he sent me the pack and bomb and shit matched perfectly. Like I said, he set the backdrop for me. I didn't have to do much. Like, all I had to do was just push the pen. It was simple.
How come you didn't want to feature like your face on the cover too? Like, what made you want to do the cover like that?
I don't like my face in a lot of shit. Unless I'm even like when I'm taking pictures.
I feel like you, bro.
I'm not really making shit about me. You know what I'm saying?
You like, want to let the music speak for itself, other than your image.
Yeah, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You can see, and that's why I don't really do videos with myself in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's boring to me, rapping the fuck all day. Like, that's boring.
Well, yeah, well, that was going to be my other question, too, because, like, I know, like, when I watch your videos, too, like, you have a good sense of anime, too. Like, we'll get into that anime stuff later, too, but it's kind of funny how you said that, like, most of your videos ain't featuring you, but at some point, are you going to do a video featuring yourself?
Yeah. I got two, actually. I got a joint called Dirty Jean, you know what I mean? I'm actually physically in it. Got another joint called Lorraine. I'm actually physically in it, but I did an anime version to that too. You know what I mean? An extended joint. Yeah, I'm gonna do You're Born. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be in that when we do that video. We doing that real soon. I'm gonna physically be in that, but like I said, that's not gonna be about me either. You know what I mean? It'll be more about the lady in it. So, but yeah, I'm being videos from time to time. You know what I mean? I probably do a posse cover. You know, some woo shit. Niggas jumping around on some old hip hop shit. I just always wanted to do that.
Oh yeah, 100 too. When it comes to that too, what made you wanna actually put that in your music too? Cause like when I first heard your music, you know, I told you that up front too, but I'll say it again too. That made me flock towards your music. Like, you fuck with that anime. You didn't even know anime that I don't even fuck with.
What? I fuck with anime just because I grew up loving just kung fu joints, you know what I mean? Always enjoyed kung fu joints, and seeing the anime is kind of like an exaggeration of it. And Full Metal specifically, I feel like that shit just resonates with my life because the whole basis of life, you know what I mean? Alchemy, rather, is equivalent exchange. You gotta, you know what I mean, give something to get something. And that's, you know what I mean, pretty much been my life, you know what I mean? You gotta put in some type of effort or some type of work. You might have to take a loss, whatever the case, you know what I mean? But you always gonna get that back, you know what I mean? Like, God ain't gonna take something from you and not replace it. So that shit really resonated with me on a deep level. That's a lot of stuff that shit helps me with, you know what I mean? Mentally, just getting through life, you know what I mean? I'm like, think about Full Metal. So it was only right that I interpreted in the music.
Because not a lot of artists do that too, and if they do, like, they're not trying to do like the wave that you're doing too. Like, I'm curious, did you ever see Linkin Park's Breaking the Habit video?
No, I haven't.
Sometime in the future, you should definitely check that out too, cause it's like rap and rock, so it's definitely not they're definitely like not in the same lane. But why I brought that up too is cause that whole video is animated too. They actually got, I think it was, it's actually the person, it's a famous animator from Japan who did that video too. So I'm thinking that if you see that video, you would probably get inspired by that too, cause maybe cause like you're like your joint Cobra too. That's not animated too. It's actually from Planet of the Apes too, like with that song too, like there's meaning behind that too, and like because there's a meaning behind that movie that a lot of people don't know because they're not woke like that.
Right, indeed, bro. Yeah, you caught it.
I'm curious, like what made you like want to like bring that to the forefront? Is it like to like open people's eyes?
Yeah, I kind of, I posted a message when I posted a video on Facebook, actually. I struggle with just anger problems, again. I mean, since I was a child, you know what I mean? I always went to anger management and shit like that, you know what I mean? Shit, like, really, like, bad, the way it's always, like, a mental illness, you know what I mean? And I went through a lot, you know what I mean? I was homeless at 18, mom left, like, people dying, all that type of shit. This shit was fucked up. You know what I mean? And me not knowing much about, you know what I mean, psychological damage at that age, you know what I mean? I didn't realize how much trauma that left on me. And as I got older, I saw the movie, and you know that scene when he's telling Caesar, he's like, yo, why you got these humans here? You know what I mean? They on some shit. You know what I mean? He's like, let them do their human work, and they leave. And Cobra pointing at itself like, yo, human work. You know what I mean? Human work. And I felt that just so much because people, it's like my blood, my family. When I, you know what I mean, had nowhere to, like, sleep at, it's fucking wintertime. I'm getting off work with a sack of clothes, nigga shitting on me. Nah, you can't stay here. You gotta go elsewhere, whatever. And it's my blood, you know what I'm saying? And that shit just showed me, oh, this is how humans really is, you know what I mean? And this shit fucks with your head throughout time, you know what I mean? Start looking at people different, your trust gets fucked up, and I looked at Kobe, and you know, I mean, I feel like something's misunderstood. You get what I'm saying? And you look at this shit at the end, and they was right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. Like,
bro, it's
but that's original. Like, that's original. Like, you don't see anybody like doing the kind of things that you're doing too. Like, that's what I mean too. Like, a lot of people, they're not flocking towards authenticness and originality too, because.
No, indeed.
We're on the, people say, the social media era. I'm curious too, like, who would you say is like your go-to artist, just to like always, like that one artist that you always go to just to listen to like fix everything that'd be going on? Could be bad, good, or you know, just that one artist.
Skyzoo. Listen to Skyzoo just cause he's so vast with his subject matter. And it's so relatable. He's like the everyman. He will talk to you about being a drug dealer, but not glorifying it. My man made a great point to me. He asked me when I started hustling, when I was hustling. And I told him, I was like, yo, I ain't no fucking food in my freezer. And he was like, yo, that's the difference. A lot of niggas start hustling just to be the man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some of us hustle to survive. You know what I mean? And that's why I like about Skyzoo. He's got to join on his newest release, Celebration of Us. First song is called Everybody's Fine. Anytime I'm going through something, bro, I turn that on, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yo, I'm still here. Still, you know what I mean? Got breath in my lungs. Like, yo, everybody's fine. You know what I mean? You be all right. We keep it pushing.
Damn, because I was going to say, the first time I ever heard of Skyzoo, the back of the Double XL, they used to review those underground tapes, their life tape deck.
Took it back, bro. That's, man. Good old days.
See, that's how I found, like, Sean Price. And, like, I remember that's how he found the Pete Rock and Smith and Wesson album, because, like, they weren't at the forefront. You had to go all the way to the back, and it was, like, a little underground section. This was a question that asked terminology, too. And I'm curious, too, because, you know, people are me and you are tuned in. I'm curious, like, do you think being in print back then mattered? As of today, because yeah. Everything's digital.
Yeah, definitely. This shit was just different. Just coming from a fan, bro, fucking getting and purchasing an album and opening it and getting a booklet, looking through it, seeing the artwork, seeing the shout out and shit, smelling the paper, bro. Like, it was just different, you know what I mean? Like, you knew shit was about to be fire. You know what I mean? You could order a sweatshirt from out the back if they had the little insert or something. So, I mean, it was just different being able to feel that physical, you get what I'm saying? And I feel like that's why a lot of guys are bringing that back now. It's because, like, the digital is cool, but you see it now in a way as though people are putting more effort into their artwork and their presentation, you know what I mean? Because it probably is really a culture, like, it's an art form, you know what I mean? So, I feel like it's the digital shit, like I said, it's cool, it's convenient as fuck, but it's not as fulfilling. You get what I mean?
Yeah, like, because, like, it's like how you said, too, like, the feeling the physical release, too. Sometimes these physical releases would have little DVDs that came in, like, the games documentaries, like, all the special G-Unit DVDs. Now, I'm curious, too, Norm, like, because you said physicals are making a comeback, too. I'm curious, like, if with Class of 99, too, with the CDs that you plan or something like that, if in the future, would you do, like, something like that, doing, like, a little DVD along with the CD as something like a throwback or something like that?
Well, yeah, man, been talking to a videographer about that. I want to do, like, a little blog, all that type of shit. Because, you know what I mean? I feel like, you know what I mean? I'm a nerd, bro, but I feel like my life is pretty dope, you get what I'm saying? So I feel like it'd be a dope balance, you know what I mean? People see what's going on with the music and, you know what I mean, the process and all that type of shit. Just what's going on here? Like, a lot of people still, curious about Baltimore. I mean, they've heard about it, they've seen the wire or whatever. And I could definitely show you, you know what I mean, what's going on outside. I'll be outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it's funny how you said that, too, because how everything connected within the past, like, last 6 months, too. Before I got into, like, all this podcast, I used to watch The Wire, like religiously, too. And it's kind of funny how, like, me, you, and Corey vibe together, too, and y'all from Baltimore. I'm curious, what did that show during that? Because you guys were in that city or in that area around the time when this was being released. Like, what was, like, did the media, like, kind of say, like, this doesn't represent us or something like that? Or did the media kind of go, like, this is the realest into it?
Nah, they hated that shit. The mayor said something about it. They hated that shit. Like, this is not Baltimore. You know what I mean? They hated that shit, but fucking, you know what I mean? They sell a lot of dope here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know that. You know what I'm saying? This is fucking common knowledge. But I guess they just didn't like the way it's portrayed. But you know what I mean? This is any other city in America, bro. It's all the same shit. You know what I mean? Like I said, Baltimore is just smaller. You know what I'm saying? So everything is more concentrated. You know what I'm saying? So they saw that shit in the wire and ran with it. But nah, they didn't like it at all.
It just seems like everybody from, like, Baltimore, like, from Ken Los to you, because, like, I ain't gonna front. Probably only two people I know from Baltimore is Ken Lowe's, Norm Regular, and he's not a rapper, but he got a podcast about Corey. That's probably like the only three people I know from Baltimore. So if anyone else from Baltimore hears that, y'all need to fuck with the last two people I said.
My man.
I'm curious, yeah, too. When you see Lowe's doing what he did with his career, too, like, being from, because, like we ain't got nobody from where I'm from, mate, doing it like Lowe's. What's that feeling like when you see him, like, writing for Diddy? Because he wrote one of Diddy's best verses at the same damn time.
You know, it's really amazing just to see that. Because as far as Baltimore, we haven't really had anybody rap-wise just break out. You know what I'm saying? So that was probably the biggest shit we had. You know what I mean? Like, somebody on Bad Boy writing for Diddy. from here, and then Los is a fucking problem. Like, son, nice. Like, nice, nice. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit is it. I know for me, you know what I mean? It makes me proud. You get what I'm saying? And y'all can't do your homework, you know what I mean? Y'all will see Baltimore got some spitters and some shit here. Niggas can rhyme. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all pay attention. You know what I mean? We, I feel like this year, cats gonna wake up and you're gonna see what's going on with Baltimore, because we definitely rhyming out here.
Like, because, like, Baltimore is, just, I can't explain, like, I want to find the right words for it, too, like, because you're a nerd, too, like, fucking, okay, we're going to go off topic a bit for a bit. Were you big, like, on games?
Yeah, man, still, it's different now, because it's more particular, but, yeah, man, I grew up on games, man, like, fucking way back in the day, the Sega Genesis. I just bought me a new Genesis, you know what I mean? I got the Michael Jackson Moonwalker game in that bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, that's a rarity right there, because there's a lot of fakes going off that Michael Jackson game because the copyrights, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got my shit from, like, China or something. My shit took, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'm curious, too. Would you play games that have, like a good background of color, like a Final Fantasy VII, like, with that music, and the, like, you know how that game had, like, such gorgeous, like, art in the background, too? Would you ever, like, incorporate some references from some of these games into your music, too, or, like, some of the art into your artwork?
Man, that's coming with time, bro. You know what I mean? Just, like I said, all that falls into the creative process. And so I could be one day in here watching Full Metal. Another day I could be in here playing, you know what I mean, like you said, Final Fantasy or fucking Assassin's Creed or Shenmue or something. You know what I mean? Be watching regular show and all that shit. You know, it might just click different. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, I might incorporate into a song or into the artwork. It all depends on just how it clicks into my mind and how it coincides with the word, you know what I mean? I'm trying to make everything mesh well.
Did you just say Shamu?
Man, I played that shit like four times. I gotta get a new hard drive for my PS4 because they got part one and two on PlayStation Store.
HD?
Like $30.
I was gonna say, because, like, I only got brought up on my show once, that game. A lot of people don't know about that game and how before a time it was, too. Like, you could get a job in that game, but it was, like, for the Sega Dreamcast back then.
Man, that was my shit. I had the Dreamcast. It was crazy because the dude suggested it to me. I asked him, I was like, it was a dope game. I think I might have been in seventh grade, and he suggested that shit to me, and I was playing that game for, like, a fucking year. Like, that shit, I fell in love with it.
Did you ever play Jet Set Radio?
Nah, I know exactly what you're talking about, though.
At least you know it, though.
Exactly what you're talking
about. Because that's how we found a lot of music, too, was through video games. That's actually how we found Jurassic 5. Did you find a particular artist through a video game soundtrack?
Grand Theft Auto 3, game radio, fucking,
classic.
They had so many fucking dope songs on there, and I was familiar with some of these artists, you know what I mean? I was familiar with some of these artists, but it might have been songs I heard years ago or whatever, and when I heard the Voice 5-9 joint on there, I'm the king, that's an Alchemist beat. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I just do crazy drive-bys of that shit. It's because the fucking, the energy of that shit. Then, I mean, Sean Price and Aguilar joint would come on. I mean, riding to the top. You know what I mean? And that pushed me to, you know what I mean, fucking with Sean Price more. You know what I'm saying? It's when I got his first album. You know what I mean? The Monkey Bars joint. You know what I'm saying? Everything was just making sense, bro. I'm sure it's a bunch of other people that can agree. Like, that station right there, that game, and open your eyes to a lot of different joints.
And that game radio too was like they had like so much greats before, like they were like in their prime too, like that, like you said that I'm the Kin. Yo, I remember hearing that. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is, yo, I gotta get like everything by the dude. And actually, that's the first time I ever heard Sean Price too, because I wasn't like in tune with the underground. But it's like what you said too, like a lot of people would agree, like that station and that game, Grand Theft Auto 3, put a lot of people onto like these underground artists that are considered one of the greats today.
Absolutely, I agree 110%. 110%.
Shout out to Vicious right there, Alien Gain. You know, if you're listening, Vish, my guy, he was the first guest ever. I'm curious too. Did you like from that game radio station too? Did if somebody came to you and be like, "Yo, we want to put like the Fifth Lavatory beat in like Grand Theft Auto 6," would you say, "I gotta think that over for a minute," or would you say, "All right, I'm down"?
I think initially I'd probably think about it. I'd probably have to see like the plot of the game to make sure. I mean, I don't want it to be no like crazy weird shit. Don't matter. I'm super particular. You know what I mean? I'm super particular, so I don't want it to be a crazy. I don't want it to be nothing I'm not proud of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got my heart behind it. I want to be proud of it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it'd definitely be a dope opportunity, but. Like I said, I have to see what the plot is about first. You know what I mean? Like, if it was like San Andreas, hell yeah, throw my shit on there. That shit was like a movie. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know what depends.
Well, with that being said, too, like, I like how you said that you got to think about it too, because like. A lot of people, they would say yes too, but I bet you a lot of people will think about it as well. And that's the thing that I wanted to be leading into this question too. If a label came to you, said like, "We want to sign you, but we kind of like want to give our input to your sound, but you can still market yourself as like how you want to be," so it's like a partner, like a real partnership, not no just signing together, like you guys are working together to like accomplish something else, or do you just want to do this independent grind for right now?
Nah, man, this independence has been treating me right. I feel like if it's not more beneficial for me rather than them, I'm not fucking with it. It's because I've heard about and just seen so many just new artists go through these bad situations because they've been overzealous to get on. And Juice had told us years ago, I mean, industry rule number 4,080, record company people are shit. You know what I mean? So I keep that shit in mind. And, you know what I mean? It's all a business, and you gotta expect the sharks in business. And I don't want to be green, especially, you know, if I didn't have anybody that's been in the game for a while and had their ups and downs and shit. If I ain't had nobody with me, like, helping me, like, yeah, this is, you know, giving me some pointers. Nah, because I'm going to do some stupid shit and end up fucking myself up and, I'll be all right.
Yeah, see, that's good right there. My guy's going to be independent right there. Yo, Trevor Lane. Yo, you got to check out Norm Regular Trevor Lane if you're listening. My guy is straight fire right here.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate you, my guy. Just curious, dude. We're gonna get into your EP right now. Your 3-track EP. What made you like? Can you explain the name? Like the why you chose to name it Death out of everything?
Yeah. Got you. All right. So for one, you know what I mean? You know, it's produced by my man Fifth. I feel like producers are scientists in a sense, chefs in a sense, it's creators, you get what I'm saying? They always concocting something, putting something together, chefing up something, you know what I mean? Just putting together all these elements, all these sounds, you know what I mean? So it's just different chemicals, you get what I'm saying? And Fifth's beats kind of have that, they have that element, that eerie, like, that dark shit, you get what I'm saying? And so, I was, like I said, once again, I'm in this bitch chilling one day, just high, watching Full Metal, and everything is strategic, you know what I mean? And I told Fifth a while ago, I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? We going to work, you know what I mean? And sure enough, timing, bomb. I'm like, yo, that shit right there, holler at Fifth, you know what I mean? Make the project called the Fifth Laboratory. So, you know what I mean? For those of y'all that don't know, the whole thing is based off, you know what I mean, Full Metal Alchemist. Every title of the song is an episode of Full Metal Alchemist, you know what I mean? And I heard it like that, and I wanted to give my man his just due because I feel like producers don't get, you know what I mean, they proper respect. So I wanted it to be more about him than me. That's why it's called the Fifth Laboratory, you know what I mean? Because he created it. He set the backdrop. All I did was put the words to it. You know what I'm saying?
So you would say it's more of a collaborative effort as opposed to an introduction to Norm Regular, but at the same time it is too. So it kind of is kind of both.
Kind of both, absolutely.
Because the names too, like that's what I wanted to like always ask you too. I'm like, man, this seems like a Full Metal Alchemist piece of work right there, and like that's like that, like I like how you put like, So I'm not too sure if it's Japanese or Chinese, so my bad for my Chinese or for my Asian listeners. I got love for my yellow sisters out there. I love that. I love that Asian ass. But anyway, that's not the point of the interview. I'm curious, what made you want to incorporate that? Like, is that actually your name in Asian?
Honestly, I do not know. I hit my guy that does my cover art, and I told him just the vision I had, you know what I mean? And he took it and ran with it. Like, I didn't even have to. Like I said, I didn't have to tell him to do much, you know what I mean? Like, I'm grateful that I'm involved with people who can see my vision without me having to explain myself a lot. They like a good fucking baller, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't really had to say too much to him, and he gave it back to me. I'm like, yo, that's fire, because just it's blended into it. It's low, it's not overwhelming, and it adds that element, you get what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know what the fuck it says, but it's fucking dope, you know what I mean?
I'm curious, too, because you seen, like, how things took off for Adonis so fast, too, like, working with, like, because I believe that was, I still gotta ask him this, I believe that was his debut tape, too. Seeing, like, artists like that coming from the West Coast and stuff like that, if a producer, like, Fifth, and, like, let's say a producer like MRK Sarks or a God Bless Beats came to you and be like, "Okay, Norm, we're gonna do like an 8-track project together."
What?
Would you be open to working outside people that you rarely know?
Yeah, man. I'm always building new relationships and whatnot. That's honestly how I've gotten this far. Just being open, connecting with different people, you know what I mean? And, I'm open, man. As long as niggas ain't weird on no extra shit, man, we can work, bro. You know what I mean? I don't do the weirdos, bro. I just want to do the music, you know what I mean? And fuck all that extra shit, bro. Like, we all got life going on. We all trying to provide and do our thing. All the extracurriculars and stay on the sideline. But, yeah, man, spoke to God Bless before. He's a good brother, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those brothers, you know what I mean? The boys, you know what I mean? A lot of those brothers I've spoken to, connected with, they all good brothers, man. I mean, fucking, they solid dudes, you know, the loyalty of death niggas, man. I can't fault. All the ones I know, they solid brothers, man. Salute to them.
And salute to loyalty of death. G-Man, G. Willis, Flea. I don't want to leave anyone out. So my bad, you guys. Lord Zuki, come on, you guys. I got love for you. I'm curious too, cause I've been thinking about this a lot lately too, and I see it in other artists too. Do you get inspired by women?
Yeah, man. Definitely. They provide a different sort of insight that you can't necessarily get from your male peers, you know what I'm saying? It's whether it be my homegirls or my ex or my mom, even my daughter, you know what I'm saying? It's just a different perspective that you get from them. And, need that in your life, man. It provides balance.
Because a lot of people, like, some are open like that, but a lot of people, like they're not really about that, too. Because, like, it's all about vibing of people, too. Because you can kind of tell, like, who has love in their life and who doesn't.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And then, like you said, like you, but you also, this is what I learned too, you also can't be judgmental because you don't know what that other person's going through. Like, they may look like they don't have nothing, but it just like, or sometimes it looks like they have it all, but you don't know what they're going through.
That's real. That's real. That's what's so complicated about life, man. I'm big bro, you know what I mean? Going back to my big bro, Rob, he told us that when we were younger. To be just in all your dealings, you know what I mean? You don't never know what the next man is going through. You know? That shit, you know what I mean? It's real. It's stuck with me since then.
With you learning such life lessons, too, through your older brother, too, do you hope to, like, make a personal album? Like, a real person? Like, a really personal album? Like a Buck Ryan personal album?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Once I get all this out, you know what I mean, all this shit I got in my spirit right now, and like I said, this is really therapy for me, so a lot of this shit, I'm getting this anger out. I was super angry up until like 2017, and I'm just now really getting older, maybe 2018, honestly. Like, it was consuming, bro. I mean, I would wake up angry, go to sleep angry, like, it was in my stomach. So once I get all this shit out, you know what I mean, yeah, I'm gonna write some real shit, because I've been through some shit, you know what I mean, some things I want to say to people, you know what I mean? Not even, no angry shit, just things like people who I may never speak to again, you know what I mean? Just some stuff I got to get off my soul. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to get some personal shit out there. Like I said, you've been listening to the music, you can tell it's personal, but I feel like this next shit is going to hit you, it's going to hit you in your soul.
Yeah, because that's what I like about music, too, because Smith & Wesson just released a new album, and, like, that's what I like about music, too. Like music that has meaning behind it, too. It's just not all, like, I'm going to go fucking pop, like, 20 Percocets and drop them into lean and hope to God I don't die in the morning. But, like, that's why I don't listen to that mainstream shit.
Yeah, man. Everything plays its purpose. You get what I'm saying? Like, you out, you partying, whatever. You know what I mean? Cool. You got your situational songs and all that, you know what I mean? But if I'm smoking or whatever, or if I'm driving home from work, or if I'm just trying to clear my mind, I need something I can really listen to. So, man, music with substance is always appreciated on this side, man.
And that's facts right there. That's facts. With you being an underground artist, are you trying to market yourself as an international artist, too?
Yeah, indeed, man. Just trying to target my demographic properly and, you know what I mean, make sure I'm reaching my supporters. I've noticed overseas shows me a lot of love, man. Just everybody overseas fucking with me. Show me a lot of love, man. I was really surprised. I was like, yo, I didn't know that. I didn't know y'all were listening. It's such a humbling experience to know people from a different time zone are playing your songs. You get what I'm saying? So, I definitely want to try to establish myself more. Like I said, I'm learning every day how to do this and pinpoint things. So, like I said, it's a learning experience. I'm definitely getting to it, though, man. I mean, anybody across the water, but no one regular, man, let me know.
And also, too, for any listeners overseas, too, do a lot of people hit you up about your voice?
I've just started getting, like, comments about my voice and stuff like that. Certain people that know me say a lot about my voice. They're like, yo, you sound so much different when you rhyme versus when you talk. Like, this shit is so light in the standard third, and when you talk, it's so deep, blah, blah, blah. It's because it's just the energy, you know what I mean, projecting my voice and all that raises. And, like, in high school, I was getting so many comparisons. Oh, you sound like this dude, you sound like that dude, but because of your voice. So, I mean, it's always been different comments about my voice, bro.
Yeah, because, like, that's what, like, is good for music too, like having a voice that stands out.
The voice. Yeah. Absolutely.
With I noticed that like people like Joe Budden and Jadakiss have a very distinctive voice. Do you ever think like people kind of go too far? Like, I'm not talking about them in general, but do you think people kind of do stuff like smoke a shit ton of cigarettes or do like drink some kind of crazy ass Clorox in order to make their voice sound different? Like, have you ever heard stories like that?
Not so much music, more so in acting. We hear people do things like that to get prepared for a role, but I'm not surprised. I'm sure people do that shit all the time, trying to get, you know what I mean, that, I guess that tone of voice they want, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna say no names though, but there's one guy I was checking out too, and like, he was smoking real well recording, and I'm like, and this guy, I was like, so you're coughing in the record, first of all, and you got this mattress fucking tied around your head. Like, are you wearing the studio, or is this just some kind of Instagram skit? I'm curious too, what's like the most thing that you've seen on Instagram that people kind of do the wrong way too? Because what my theory is too, and I noticed that, because you're like me, your profile is public. Has an artist ever hit you up before and like, yo, let's collab, and then when you go click on his page, it's private?
Yeah, man, that's a bad look. If you're doing anything business-wise, art-wise, whatever, you know what I mean? You're trying to build your brand, sell something, whatever. The page should not be private. It's like, how are you going to reach new people if they can't see what you're providing? They can't see your service, your product, whatever the case. Y'all can't do that.
Yeah, like, y'all got to take notes right there, because, like, and if anybody wants to, like, you know, reach out to Norm, or, you know, wants to work with him, please make your profile public so we can see what you're all about.
Indeed.
With you having, like I said, I keep saying bright career too ahead of you. What do you hope to accomplish with Class of 99 when it finally comes, like, the actual, like, piece of work is finished, like, front to back? Like, what do you hope to accomplish with that?
I want more than anything. I told people this years ago. I want people to be like, yo, that's a fucking classic, like an undeniable classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people hear Class 99, they don't gotta skip anything. I want every song to be set up right. I want every song to flow into each other. I want you to feel every song. I want you to enjoy every song. Like I said, some of the songs are on SoundCloud right now. It's a lot of those songs that aren't going to go on to the actual mixtape, but it's some of those songs that are going to go on there. So enjoy them now. I mean, there's also other songs that y'all haven't heard yet that are going to go on there. But like I said, that's why it's taking the time it's taking, because I'm not rushing this. I'm doing it right. And everything is coming from the soul. So it might be a song, you know what I mean, where you hear me talking about whatever, because it's something I went through. My grandmother just passed like 2 weeks ago. It might be a song I write about that, you know what I mean? I put that on there. And I said, it all just depends on if I feel that it matches right, everything meshes well.
Yeah, I'm sorry about your grandma, man. I know that feel, man. I lost my grandma in November. You know, I believe that, you know, spiritual is real too. So, like, I bet your grandma's probably having tea in heaven just watching us on the phone right now.
That's a big fact.
Because it all has to do with timing too. Because like, this is one of my theories too. Like, we all have dreams as a kid and stuff like that, but like later on, as we pursue our dreams too, we work with people that we never thought of. Like, I never thought I was gonna work with like a J.R. Swift or like Flea Lord or like, see, I thought I was gonna be like working with like the Game or 50 Cent, but like, you just don't know who you're gonna meet in life. So as we come, for the people who are listening to, Norm's going to come back on and explain Class of 99 too. We're going to call this like the prelude. I'm curious, because you know how I do my show too. This is the last question I ask all my guests too, and I'm curious to get your perspective on this too. Do you have any words for somebody in a dark place trying to see the light?
Yeah, man. This too shall pass, man. Pray, tie your butters up, and keep it thugging. Man. Just keep thugging, man, because that shit ain't gonna last forever. Trust me, I've been through some shit. I done wanted to call it quits multiple times, but how you going, I mean, how you going to the finish line? If you call it quits, you'll never know. You know what I mean? And ain't no point in cutting shit short, man. It really ain't. So I know it may be dark, you know what I mean? But trust and believe is light at the end of the tunnel. Man. I know that shit sound good, but it's there. Just keep pushing, man. You ain't the only one. We rooting for you.
Yeah, and like for anyone listening out there too, like, Norm got some amazing hits out there too. So if y'all rocking with me, and y'all might have recognized Norm on previous episodes with the fam called The Council too. They're going to be back too, but we're going to have a more structured show. Norm, I was going to ask you too. You're my dog right here. You got anything that you want to say before I let you go, my G? Because, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Corey connected everything together.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. I just want to say I'm super proud of you for what you're doing. Like I tell you all the time, keep your foot on the fucking gas, bro. You interview a lot of my favorite MCs. This shit is so refreshing. Just to see a young guy just keeping this shit alive. You know what I mean? You need people like you in the culture, bro. Just keep fucking doing it. Shouts to everybody out here. You know what I mean? Doing something dope. You know what I mean? Staying positive, pushing shit forward, man. It's 2019, everybody out here working. I'm proud of all of y'all. Trust me, you know what I mean? Shouts to Corey, JR, man. I'm super proud of you brothers, man. Y'all inspire me every day. Same thing with you, Lo. Fucking everybody, man. Stacy, the whole family, man. The whole team. This man, Mac, fucking Bernie, everybody, man. It's everybody I'm fucking surrounding myself with, man. It's dope, man, because everybody's pushing. They got the Flintstone fucking cars. Everybody's feet shit's going and shit, you know what I mean? Everybody pushing forward.
That's
but, all. But, yeah, man, I mean, shout out to my man, Fifth Laboratory. We out here. Check that out. We on everything, you know what I mean? The Full Metal Heart video is out on fucking YouTube and all that, you know what I mean? More hip-hop coming, man. More fire. Boop, 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 all that.
And then also, too, with shout out to Stace too. We still gonna do the interview, Queen. I ain't forget you. I just been hella busy right now. But with you, Norm too, having, like you said, well versed in music too. Just know that if you ever get frustrated and think that no one's listening, just I'm gonna give you some advice too that Crooked told me. You just never know who's listening, who's watching. They're just, you know, watching you to see how your vibe is, to give you an opportunity. So if you ever feel frustrated or stuff like that, you know, you just never know, my G. But you got everyone listening, my G. Just like how you tell me, man, keep your foot on the gas.
Absolutely, bro, absolutely.
And then with that being said, this is the introduction to Norm Regular from the Desk of Low Solo, because like I said, he appeared on the show before, but we got a more in-depth interview right now. So like I said, my guy Norm Regular, guy, people.
Peace. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
Oh, I just stopped the recording, my G.